from the podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's Grant's Rants Small Talk.
Let the ranting begin. I am here to recap A Retreat to Remember, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 8, Episode Number 7. And I am joined by my grandmother, June Flory. June, welcome. Granny, hello.
Hi, Grant. Nice to be back with you and say hi to all my friends out there. I'm glad to be talking again. We have a lot to talk about tonight about this episode.
For anyone wanting to keep up with you, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was in a little accident in my car about a month and a half ago, but I'm finally getting rid of the pain. I had a lot of trouble with my right ankle. It was very, very painful. But I had a shot of cortisone yesterday, so the ankle is feeling quite a bit better today, thank God.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm doing good. I just finished my second book, and it's going to be into print pretty soon. So I'll let everyone know when it's out there. I'm busy doing some paintings for an art show coming up in December. So I'm always busy, but I did look at the Housewives tonight, and
let's talk about it. Well,
what did you think of the episode?
Well, this episode was better than last week, so there was a little bit more going on. But it's tough. Not all these people are very likable, so it's hard to get into the show sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't really can take too much to that Margaret. She doesn't seem to fit in with the rest of them. And, she insists upon wearing those pigtails. I mean, they look ridiculous on a woman of her age. Pigtails usually are for kids, and even her mother wears them. And they're not even nice pigtails. They're like, very loose and hanging. They're not nice and sturdy like most pigtails should be.
Right.
I noticed in tonight's episode she didn't have the pigtails. Only at the end she had some pigtails, but she had her hair pulled up. And when the show began, she was talking Dolores she was talking with at the beginning. And she was telling her about how she hasn't seen her kids in 6 years.
Right.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I don't know if the show would help things. Usually going on a public platform with family problems usually doesn't help things, so I don't know what she's thinking.
Well, she said they're holding a grudge against her because she cheated on their dad with Joe that she's with now,
Yeah.
And I guess it's pretty tough. So she does have some emotion, I guess. But
what else can we say? So at the start of this episode, she was with her current husband looking at wallpaper. She says that she hopes that Siggy will calm down. I think we all hope that she'll calm down. What do you think of Siggy at this point?
Well, Siggy, I mean, she feels as though she's going to get along with Margaret. But I felt all through the episode that when she had this retreat, I wasn't surprised when she brought Margaret out in the open and made her feel kind of foolish, And I guess they expected that. I guess the other girls expected it. But, she met with Teresa, and she told to Teresa that Danielle said that all she cares about is money. And, I don't know. Danielle wonders if they're trying to make a wedge between her and Dolores. But Danielle they don't trust Danielle and Dolores thinks that Danielle may be doing drugs. But
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Dolores is being ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything here, but clearly there's no love lost between the two of them. But Teresa and this Dolores, it did kind of take a turn, because Dolores said that, you know, 20 years ago, she didn't put up with what Teresa is putting up with now. Can only confirm the affair, I guess, the alleged affair that Joe has on Teresa. Apparently Joe slept around and, you know, it's finally coming to light, I guess. But it's something a lot of people have already knew or know.
Well, I don't know. She kind of, you know, said it kind of like, you know, with tongue in cheek, you know, talking about, well, you know, after what all you've put up with Joe for the past 20 years, and Teresa kind of looked at her and said, well, why? What do you mean about that? And, well, she said, you know, how Joe got nasty and, you know, he was kind of abusive. And she said, what are you trying to say, that he cheated on me? But she kind of skirted the issue. And she just said, no, you know, that he was nasty and, you know, and he, you know, was kind of mean and stuff. But she couldn't really come out and say that he actually cheated, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
Dolores says that it's fair game because Teresa was talking about her relationship with her ex-husband, so now she's going to talk about her relationship with her incarcerated husband. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's really a good friend. You know, it's one thing to do in a small group, but it's another to do it on a nationally or international show. You know, it's one thing to do it in a small private group.
Yeah, I know it. Well, that's Siggy and Dolores. They got together, and she said that she's an anxiety eater, and her husband wants her to kind of slow down, and she wants to do these retreats for these large groups. She wants to start to do overnight retreats, and so Siggy calls up Margaret and asks her to go, and Margaret is kind of, you know, pleased that she got called to go. When she made that call, I was a little bit, you know, saying to myself, well, why does she want her to go? And, of course, Margaret took it as a compliment. And, of course, they all roomed together, too. You know, the three of them.
I wasn't surprised that Siggy had to call up Margaret, because, you know, they're all on this show. How are they all going to go and not have one of the lead housewives go with them? You know, it's so, you know, we're supposed to believe that she reached out to her out of her own volition. I mean, please. You know,
I know it.
So I wasn't surprised by that. So everybody to Teresa's to get into this van to go to this retreat. And, they get there, and it's in a hotel, which looks okay. But the presentation was kind of shoddy. They had an overhead projector with some, you know, PowerPoint slides with a pink background. And the whole thing just seemed to be kind of thrown together. In the car on the way over, they talked about an Instagram post that Siggy made that they thought was pretty passive-aggressive and was directed at Margaret. So I think if you're going to do anything through social media, I think it's passive aggressive.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then, of course, Teresa's, she's getting ready to go on this retreat. And, you know, she's a little bit too much with those daughters. I mean, oh, you're going to miss me. And, you know, I got a kick out of it when she was down in Puerto Rico with her father and the girls. And, you know, he's the typical old-fashioned Italian man, and I mean, you know, they were strict, and he thinks that she's much too easy with these girls, and I agree with him in a way. I can understand her side of it. She feels as though she wants to pamper them and make them happy because they've been through a lot, but like he said, you've been through a lot, too. So, you know, and she said, well, what can I do, you know, to control them more? And I got a kick out of it. He took his glasses off and said, look at my eyes. And that's true. In the olden times, you know, all the parents had to do was give a kid the look. And they knew what to do. And of course, he's ready to take off his belt. But anyway, yeah. he's a typical Italian father, you know. But anyway, getting back to this retreat, I really, she stands up there and she's telling them, let's get naked, get real, surround yourself with positive people.
Yeah,
and
all
then
the generic stuff. It's also generic. She said, oh, you're going to be authentic. You have to have positivity in your life. Go with your gut. I mean, it was all so generic. No, who would have to go sit around a hotel conference room for that?
Yeah, I know. Well, this day was all about the outer person. And she said that, you know, the next day was going to be probably about love and marriage. And Teresa said, well, I think it, you know, shouldn't be love and marriage. It should be about the one person, not just love and marriage. It should be about just the women. That's what this is retreat
right.
is about.
Yeah, that's what she wanted to call the retreat, which didn't make any sense. So none of it was about love and marriage. I mean, it's you know, she's going to get all singles coming to that, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, then she starts picking on Margaret and saying that, you know, that Siggy said that, you know, when she was a child, she was called all these different names. And when Margaret called her Soggy Flicker, it really brought her back to the days of her childhood when she was, you know, abused by being called all these crazy names when she was growing up. Well, I think a lot of us have had that problem, and we had to get over it. You know? I mean, don't be so damn sensitive about it. And,
Overly sensitive. Overly sensitive. Yeah. The whole thing. I mean, she should be embarrassed at this point because she's supposed to be hosting a retreat and she's making it all about Margaret. I mean, the people who are there that were supposed to believe paid to go to this thing, they probably feel slighted having to listen to her for her own personal problems.
Yeah, I know it. So, poor Margaret, she didn't know she was going to be picked on, but I figured she would be.
What did you think? Did you find it as awkward as I did? Because I thought it was awkward. I thought that Margaret should have just let Siggy say her piece because that's Siggy's platform. That's her thing. But afterwards, I wouldn't have been so nice.
Yeah. Well, Margaret's trying to stay on the right side of them, but I think she's really, you know, wasting her time. Now, they had all these T-shirts there. And one of them had Soggy Flicker on it. And she told Margaret that she was going to get a certain percentage of all the sales of the shirts. You know?
Well, let's talk about this zone room. I want to get to the zone room in the second part of this episode, but I want to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. More with June.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Subscribe and spread the word.
There are a lot more rants to come.
Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms.
And now, back to the show.
All right, and we're back talking to Real Housewives of New Jersey with June and from Rhode Island. Yes, Granny June. And we're breaking down this episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're up to the point with the zone room. Full of all, so stupid. There was like nobody even in it. They had all tables. What did you think?
Yeah, I really didn't get it. I didn't know where that room came from or what the purpose of it was. I saw all these T-shirts with different, you know, sayings on them, and one of them said Soggy Flicker. So I didn't understand that. I guess, you know, Margaret said, can I have one of them for nothing because she made up the name? But I don't think that's going to happen. She said, no, I'll pay for it. But
that's the thing. How, I mean, she's supposed to be so sensitive to that name. She pulled that out through all the episodes. You know, she just kept playing on that. Now she's making it into a joke, which I guess you turn lemons into lemonade. But, you know, if it's something that deeply personal, why would you ever put it on a T-shirt?
Yeah, I know it. I don't understand why she did that. You'd think that she wouldn't want anyone to see it or think about it. I don't understand why she did that. I didn't get the whole point of it all. I guess they were selling T-shirts, and they could pick anyone that they wanted to have the saying. So I guess Margaret is going to pick up soggy flicker.
Yes, she better be careful wearing it, because she's probably going to offend Siggy all over again.
I know.
There was like some type of water, some a cucumber water or whatever. And so Teresa's over there getting a glass. Danielle runs over. Danielle, how do you feel about Danielle? I know you're not a long-term viewer of the show from the beginning, but Danielle was really doing a lot of work to stay in everyone's good graces, or at least to be up Teresa's ass. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, Danielle, they accused her of a lot of things that happened in her past, you know, brought up a lot of stuff about her. So I really don't know if she has a good background or not.
Well, she really doesn't. She really doesn't, to be honest. They're right to be concerned. And it is odd that Teresa, who is mortal enemies with her, is so forgiving. So, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong in saying that. I mean, she has a questionable past, for sure.
Yeah. Now,
so
Danielle, she asks about the drugs, you know, that Dolores accuses her of drugs. And
I love this moment because Dolores didn't even give Danielle eye contact. She just kept shoving food in her mouth and kept, you know, she said, well, I don't know. Are you? Are you on them? And so Danielle said, no. Well, then so Dolores said, well, what are you going to do about it? She said, well, nothing. I couldn't believe that Danielle didn't take the bait and go off on Dolores at that point. But, I mean, Dolores did a good job at diffusing the situation. She really took the air right out of Danielle's sails if she was going to do anything.
Well, Siggy said Dolores should take the high road with Danielle. She should just take the high road with her and forget it.
She also she said she should take the high road the same way I took the high road with Margaret. But I don't consider Siggy taking the high road by embarrassing Margaret the way she did and the way she shamed Melissa episodes back. I don't think Siggy is that high and mighty to be able to be telling people what to do and how to handle relationships.
No.
For someone
right.
who's a relationship expert, the relationships in her life are not that great.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on her.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got a kick out of when they had to go out there and sit down in that... what was that? Like a patio they were sitting in?
Yeah. All this crushed stone, all these rocks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. They kept calling it a pit.
Well, Margaret, I noticed she had her pigtails back at that point. I said, oh, no, you know. But she had her pigtails back. And, of course, you know, that was really something to make people say what was wrong with one person in the place there, you know. Bringing out a problem.
Yeah, and it could never go smoothly. And that,
of
it could
course
never be
not,
smooth.
No. You know, so of course they pick on Margaret and Siggy first, and then they said, well, now, you know, how would it be if you were the other person? And of course, then Margaret starts acting the way Siggy did about the cake, crying and carrying on about, oh, you know, I feel so bad for those people that made that cake, and of course that. That really was like a bomb thrown into the whole thing.
Yeah. She was ready to flip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder, because I'm wondering if she will say, she's going to go one or two ways. She's either going to say, I invite this woman to this amazing retreat. I let her stay in my room. We connect. And now she's making fun of me. That's what I think she'll say. But what she should say is, this is part of the exercise. You know, she's correct in her portrayal of me, because I did act crazy for the last few weeks. But I'm going to choose to not let this bother me. That's what
yeah,
she should
well,
say.
I can't see that happening too much. It looks from the previews of the next episode, it looks as though things really go wild.
Well,
it
yeah,
looks
that
like
was a
crazy,
look at the
crazy episode.
Well, that's a preview of the coming weeks, so the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there's a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm excited because it actually looks. It does look pretty good the rest of the season. Like it looks like things. It looks like Danielle is going to put her foot in it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, she. They claim she's trying to break up the Teresa and Dolores there, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
Right. Now, you watched the last couple seasons of Jersey on and off. This season is a little bit different. How are you feeling about it in comparison to anything you've seen in the past?
Well, there's not that many characters in this one. I mean, in the others, they had all the families and everything all involved. But there aren't that many family members involved here. It's just the women themselves. You know, Teresa used to have that big family all the time, getting together and all that. I don't notice too much of that. Of course, you know, her husband being away, she's not going to really entertain like she used to. And of course, she lost her mother. And I really can't seem to take to these characters that well, that much this time. And you know,
yeah.
I don't know where this Margaret came from, but she seems like doesn't really fit in with the rest of them. I guess she's a very intelligent person, but for some reason she. No, she doesn't seem to fit in with them, and I don't think she should bother trying to. She's, you know, trying to fit in with these people that really, as far as I'm concerned, they're not worth trying to get in with.
Yeah.
You know, what is she going to gain by getting in with them?
If you had to align yourself with one person on the show, who would you want to be friendly with?
Well, probably Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
She seems the most down to earth of any of them. I wouldn't want to certainly be with Dolores and Teresa. No, she's all wound up with her daughters. Melissa, she's got her own little boutique there or whatever, and she seems as though she's pretty solid with her husband. Although I can't stand him that much.
No, but, I know. I was so glad. I was so glad that we didn't have to sit through multiple scenes with him this week. Because last week we had to see him go to that trampoline park with that daughter of his. But it was like a 10-minute scene. Drove him crazy.
Yes. He's so overprotective of the daughters, you know.
Oh.
The daughter there. He's telling her she can't date until, you know, she's like 50 years old. He's dreaming.
Yeah,
but,
that Siggy's husband, Michael, he has the weirdest shaped head. He reminds me, I thought about it, he reminds me of the Met, the Mets, the New York Mets, the baseball team. It's like a cartoon, and it's just like a man with a baseball head. Like, you know, it's just a round head with two ears poking out. He looks the same way. The way his features are spaced, the way his ears pop out on the side of his round head, he reminds me of like a cartoon character. I can't stand that guy.
I mean, is his name Michael? That's Siggy's husband. Yeah, well, he seems a little bit controlling, too, you know? He doesn't want her to spend that much time away from him, but she's wanting to do more and more of these retreats. In fact, the overnight retreats. But I think, I don't know what these women have gained by going to this retreat, especially when they have to get up at the end and talk about somebody and tell them what they don't like about them. That, I don't think that's very productive. I think that's counterproductive. It's not going to lead to anything good. People's feelings are really going to be hurt. I mean, and of course, that Margaret, she's so naive. That's why I say she doesn't really fit in with these people. She doesn't think the way they do. And so she, you know, gets up and starts making fun of what Siggy did about the cake. And, you know, that's going to go over like a lead balloon. So, you know,
so true.
They ask for it, they're going to get it. That's the most ridiculous thing. That you can't have people talking about somebody else and telling them the thing that they don't like about them. That's going to really cause hard feelings. It's not going to make for a happy ending.
This whole retreat needs to be completely reimagined because I think it was a total waste of time. Any type of information that she did say in the beginning was generic. You know, the practices that she has of them talking about one another are lousy. The zone room was boring. I'm against the whole thing. I think it was poorly planned.
She calls herself a relationship expert, but I don't know how much of an expert she is by pitting one person against the other.
Yeah,
it doesn't really do much.
No, I want to get your thoughts before we go on Dolores and having her ex-husband of 20 years ago living with her while she has a boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, she gets very upset when people bring that up. You know, she takes offense when they bring that up. Well, she said that, you know, she has him there because they've been through a lot in the past together. And so, you know, she can accept him, and she doesn't like people saying anything about it. It's her business, and she gets very uptight when people talk about it. And she said, nobody knows all the things we've been through together. And so, you know, she doesn't mind having him there. And I don't know. I think to me, it's a crazy, crazy setup. And I think, you know, eventually it's going to lead to some problems. I mean, she must have a saint for a husband that can put up with an ex-husband living in the house. That's really asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree, yeah. So, well, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts on New Jersey. You are watching closely, I can tell.
Oh, yes. Yep, I am. Yeah. And we'll see what happens in the future. But I feel that Margaret, she better watch her back because she doesn't think the way they do. She thinks that she can be open and honest and everything, but it's not going to work. They all think a little bit on the devious side, and they're always, you know, challenging one another. There's never any peace there. And, you know, I don't, and I wish to hell she'd get rid of those pigtails for good.
Oh, wow.
Those pigtails, they belong on a pig, not on her. They don't even look like a real pig's tail. They're too limp. So that's my advice to Margaret. Get rid of the pigtails and watch your back.
Well, I want to come up with a hashtag for this episode that people can use on social media. I need to come up with a title for this show. So we talked a lot about pigtails. They kept saying get naked. There was a zone room. What should we call this episode?
Well, I think we should call it the relationship expert. What do you think?
I think we should call it the naked relationship expert.
Okay.
Because it's so stupid, the nakedness of it all. The naked, and we'll put expert. And for those who are tweeting, don't put it in quotes. But that's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it the naked relationship in quotes expert. Just a little shade, Siggy.
Sounds good.
Granny, you know, obviously a lot of people, a lot of people do reach out about you and want you back on the show. So I hope that those who watch Jersey and listen to the show enjoyed you and know that, God willing, we'll be able to do a show in the new year. And, you know, maybe we'll get you back to share more thoughts on Jersey.
Oh, yeah, good. I'm happy to be back and say hi to all my fans out there, if there are any, and tell them I'm still kicking. I'm still in there. Still in the game. Right. I've had a tough 6 months It's been one thing after another with me, but nothing really serious. But it's just been, you know, a pain in the neck. All these different little things that come on one after the other. I've had no peace. But it seems to be letting up now. So I'm hoping that 2018 will be better for me.
Right. Well, cheers to that.
Okay, well, it was great being on with you, and we'll keep watching and keep talking.
Sounds good. All right, guys, thanks for listening. You know, this episode is over on YouTube if you want to catch it over there, and it exists on the podcast app. So if you haven't listened over there, make sure you listen to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's on all major podcasting platforms. So thanks again, Granny, for the call, and we'll be back with more rants.
Good. Sounds good to me. Good night.
This has been Grant's Rant Small Talk. Want more? Join the full conversation on Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and in the links below.